Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is WWJ All Local.
Freedom after 27 years behind bars for a murder he did not commit. WWJ's John Hewitt reports live and local from downtown. A Detroit man is free today after his murder conviction was thrown out of court. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, Brooke. Convicted at the age of 18 of a double homicide on false witness testimony, Ramon Ward walked out of Wayne County Circuit Court this morning a free man, as you alluded to, his case dismissed. Although he chose not to speak publicly at this time, his attorney John Smetanka says justice delayed has finally been served.
He was wrongfully convicted, actually innocent man, who spent 26 years in prison and is now half coming out and in his 40s and trying to put his life back together. Start a life. Because 18, you're a different person than when you're 44.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy called the case against Ward disturbing. He will pursue, according to Smetanka, compensation under the Wrongful Imprisonment Act. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Seven students are now facing charges for a hazing incident at Warren De La Salle High School. WWJ Sandra McNeil live and local with this story. Sandra.
Brooke, word slowly trickled in as to what exactly went on that day last fall in the Warren De La Salle locker room. The football season was abruptly halted, ending the team's playoff hopes. It was later revealed that several students who were clothed at the time were assaulted with a broomstick. The case was transferred to the St. Clair County prosecutor to avoid any hint of bias from Macomb County. Well, today, the prosecutor announced assault charges against the seven students. In Michigan, that carries a penalty of up to 3 months in jail. However, it's not clear if some of these students may be charged as juveniles. Reporting live, Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
A robbery turned into a beating for a 7-Eleven clerk in Livonia. WWJ News Radio 950's Mike Campbell explains.
Lone clerk at a 7-Eleven 7 Mile in Inkster was beaten by a man with a shotgun. He walked in, two of them with ski masks on, and demanded cash from the registers. Then one of them with the gun started beating the clerk when they asked him to open the safe, and he said he couldn't. They beat him some more. They grabbed the cash, the little that they got, and some backwood cigars, and fled. Police are now looking for two black males, 159 to 511, 190 to 210 pounds, a black hooded sweatshirt, white marks on the hood, black sweatpants, gray and white shoes, and a red ski mask. The other 5'8 to 5'9, 180 to 200 pounds, also a black hooded sweatshirt with black sweatpants, black and white shoes, and a blue mask. Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan joins with other city officials to announce a new arts and culture plan for the city. We get those details live and local from WWJ's Ron Dewey. Good afternoon, Ron.
Yeah, good afternoon, Brooke. The announcement this morning made in very interesting location. It's an old cold storage warehouse built in 1913, 9 stories high. You can see it right now at the corner of Grand Boulevard and Beaubien. This is going to be a brand new center for artistic-minded entrepreneurs and businesses. It was the scene setter for the mayor's reestablishing of an arts and culture office at City Hall, and a plan of action to make arts a more integral part of Detroit to help it shape the city's personality, much like you would find in Boston or Chicago, according to Duggan.
Those cities recognize that it's creative forces that give a city its vibrancy, and that those talents have to be encouraged.
Retired newspaper columnist Rochelle Riley will be the director of this office to help focus Detroit's investments in arts and culture. Live and local in Midtown Detroit, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
Ann Arbor, the best city in Michigan to live in if you're single. That is according to a new list posted by the financial news website 247wallstreet.com. Researchers say while Ann Arbor is one of the more expensive places to live in the state, more than half of the adult population is single, and locals have a growing number of fellow unmarried residents to socialize with. Some of the other top cities for singles in the United States include Flagstaff, Arizona, and Anchorage, Alaska. If you're having trouble sleeping, take a look at what you're eating. Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
A recent study from Columbia University of nearly 500 women found those who didn't sleep well and got less than 7 hours of sleep were more likely to consume foods and drinks with added sugars, saturated fats, and caffeine. It's not surprising to Dr. Bashar Yeldo, a family doctor with Ascension Livingston.
By eating an unhealthy diet, it can lead to weight gain and obesity, and that can lead to diseases like sleep apnea, snoring, and that will give you a poor quality of sleep.
In addition to improving your diet for better sleep, it's important to practice good sleep hygiene. This includes keeping your bedroom dark and cool and eliminating electronics from your room. The blue light emitted from devices like your cell phone is stimulating and can keep you up. Live from the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
This isn't your regular Frosted Flakes or Corn Pops. General Mills has launched a new cereal called Morning Summit, and it will cost between $13 and $26 a box. The company's CEO told investors this week that the new products command premium price points. The new cereal will have almonds, dried cherries, cranberries, pumpkin seeds, and whole grain cereal flakes.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.